For most of us, the biggest question around mealtime is, what are we going to eat? But for tens of thousands of people on the Central and South Coast and millions around the world, the question is often, do we have something to eat? Technology has expanded the world's ability to create more food. At the same time, it's opened new questions about food safety and the ethical and moral constraints involved. A leading philosopher examining the issues related to the things we eat is speaking in Ventura County today.
What I'm most interested in is trying to understand what we actually expect out of our food system, which is, in fact, much more than just safe, wholesome food, and then looking at how we approach that both through technology and through different kinds of organizations, different types of roles that people play in order to get a better match between what we want out of our food system and what it actually delivers.
Dr. Paul Thompson is the W.K. Kellogg Professor of Agriculture, Food, and Community Ethics at Michigan State University. He says America has a remarkable amount of food available, which makes the fact that so many people go hungry a true contradiction.
It's ironic that we do have significant numbers of people who are not entirely sure where their next meal is coming from. That's a problem that we've never actually been able to resolve, despite many of our best efforts.
Thompson says the fact is the U.S. hasn't had the same types of food supply issues for decades that other parts of the world face regularly.
We have been fortunate in the sense that it's been many, many years since we've had a serious food shortage in the United States. There are a number of ways in which you can have a food shortage, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have enough food, ironically. You can have sort of artificial food shortages that are much more related to socioeconomic conditions. We had that in the Depression years. We have individuals who are food insecure, and we have groups that really don't have the kind of access to food that we'd like, but we haven't had the kind of overriding concern seen in some other parts of the world.
The philosopher says food in America has actually become a better value, making up a smaller percentage of the average household's budget. Are we better off than we were two decades ago?
Yields are up. There's no disputing that. I think there are disputes about whether the food's safer. Looking only, say, two decades back, I think we probably have safer food. We've actually moved away from some of the most toxic chemicals and I think made pretty substantive improvements. If you sort of ask me five decades back, before a lot of these chemicals started being used in the first place, it's not so clear that we've made progress.
But Thompson says there's also some new fragility to our food systems, which is cause for concern.
Some of this is associated with climate change. We also are seeing the emergence of new pests, new weeds, weeds that had not been a problem, but that can't be controlled by some of the weed technologies and are now hurting production in many parts of the United States. There are ways in which our current system is more vulnerable to disease outbreaks, new kinds of insect pests, new kinds of fungus or weed pests. It really requires just a constant stream of technological innovation.
Thompson is the author of several books on food ethics. He's speaking at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks today. The free lectures are at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. in CLU Samuelson Chapel and are part of CLU's Harold Stoner Clark Lecture Series. CLU is the parent of KCLU Radio. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.